Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Vice President Pence makes a campaign stop in Wichita. We've got the story.
More information on a road rage incident and the shooting of a child. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Two Kansas water park workers have been acquitted. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Scattered showers made their way into south central Kansas, but it won't be long before they're out of here. Our complete forecast and what to expect for the weekend is on the way.
Vice President Mike Pence in Wichita last night to rally support for Republican candidate for Governor Kris Kobach. Over 300 supporters were at the rally. Pence covered a number of achievements made by the administration since President Trump took office. He also commented on a personal connection to the Air Capital.
The birthplace of Karen Sue Pence, the Second Lady of the United States of America. Thank you, McConnell Air Force Base.
The vice president touched on differences with Democrats that can affect many in Kansas.
They want open borders, and they want to actually abolish immigrations and customs enforcement, according to many of the national leaders of their party. Well, let me make you a promise. Under President Donald Trump and this Republican Congress, we will never abolish ICE.
Pence spoke for about 30 minutes. This is the third visit in Kansas from members of the Trump administration in support of Kobach.
New information about a road rage incident resulting in the shooting of a 4-year-old boy in North Wichita. He was hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Police have arrested the female driver of the suspect's car, 21-year-old Ramonica Smith, and the 19-year-old man believed to have fired the two gunshots, Tylen Atkinson. On Wednesday afternoon, the occupants of a Mustang and an SUV were involved in an incident. It started near 29th and Broadway, says police officer Charlie Davidson.
Which continued to the area of 13th and Broadway, and then to the area of 1200 North Topeka. As a result, a disturbance ensued between occupants in both vehicles. In the 1200 block of North Topeka, Atkinson exited the Ford Mustang and fired two shots at the Tahoe, striking the boy.
The Mustang was located at 9th and Volusia. That's where Smith was apprehended. Atkinson was taken into custody at a house on North Hydraulic. They were both charged with aggravated battery and unlawful discharge of a firearm into an occupied vehicle. A third person in the Mustang, a 21-year-old man, was also booked into jail for outstanding arrest warrants.
A Kansas water park where a boy was killed on a towering water slide says it respects the decision of a jury that acquitted two maintenance workers who had been accused of lying to investigators.
Texas-based Schlitterbahn released the statement after jurors acquitted David Hughes and John Zalzman of obstruction of justice. It says company officials have, quote, maintained our belief in the integrity of our staff and respect the process and decision by the jury. Hughes and Zalzman were the first workers to go on trial in the August 2016 death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwab. The boy died after hitting a metal pole while on the 17-story Varuk waterslide at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. The park's co-owner and the ride's designer have also been indicted. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The threat of flooding has not abated in Texas. Now people living along the Trinity River in Liberty City are being told to evacuate.
Joanna Black's family is staying in a camper on higher ground after floodwaters from the Trinity River filled gullies and spilled over County Road 2550 in Cleveland.
Not again, because this is like a year before Harvey, we actually had 8 floods.
The waters have blocked her and her mom from reaching their homes 2 miles away, and the water is expected to continue rising as the Trinity River Authority is releasing more than 86,000 cubic feet of water per second through the Livingston Dam. Emergency Management Coordinator Krista Beasley Adams says rain in the Dallas area has made its way to Lake Livingston, leading to the release of water into the Trinity River.
That's Fox 26 Houston's Ivory Hecker with that report.
About 4,000 Central American migrants are making their way toward the U.S. border. The U.S. and Mexico have reportedly reached a deal. The Mexicans will shelter those migrants and review their claims for asylum. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
Mexico and the U.S. also agreed on a plan B for the caravan, which is that if any migrants make it into the U.S., Mexico will allow those persons to be returned to Mexico. Until now, the U.S. has been forced to house them until they go before an immigration judge. And while there's a major focus on this 4,000-person caravan, the Border Patrol says 4,000 migrants cross into the U.S. every 4 days.
President Trump has been threatening to use American military force to keep the migrants out of the U.S. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big football weekend coming up. We'll have previews, including the Chiefs' big home game on Sunday night. Sports in a few minutes.
People are leaving Venezuela. A lot of people leaving Venezuela. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:09 now, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The ARC of Sedgwick County is a nonprofit organization that serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The ARC's executive director, Kevin Fish, tells KNSS News.
Each year we have about 3,900 different people who come through our programs. And it's virtually split 50-50 as far as youth and adults. We're here to support people throughout their lifetimes.
Kevin Fish is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Oil prices fell, credit markets dried up, the money ran out. Now a South American country is losing its people.
It was booming for decades, but then Venezuelans gambled and lost on the Hugo Chavez revolution. Now the socialist regime of Nicolas Maduro continues to fail the oil-rich nation. Their money is worthless, and now a new report finds that each day at least 650 Venezuelans flee the crime, starvation, and corruption on foot, traveling into neighboring Colombia via hundreds of illegal trails. Those trails are often monitored at various points by armed thugs who demand a few bucks for passage. 10% of the nation's population, roughly 2 million, have fled to Colombia and Ecuador in the last 3 years alone, one of the biggest migrations in the world today. And its neighbors are having trouble dealing with the desperate influx. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
At least they are honest. A new tourism campaign is getting a lot of attention.
It ranks as one of the least likely states tourists plan to visit. Nebraska, hoping a little honesty goes a long way in its new self-deprecating sales pitch. The campaign will begin in the spring, and it will get attention. Here's the pitch. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everybody. The Tourism Commission will focus on purity and simplicity and sarcasm to promote outdoor adventures and geography, likening the state to the odd kid in school that didn't say much but turned out to be pretty interesting. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And traffic is running smoothly here on the Friday morning commute. No tie-ups or accidents to report. Don't forget, that huge construction project, we're going to shut down Kellogg under I-235 and shut down I-235 over Kellogg. That entire interchange will be closed starting at 7 o'clock tonight, lasting the entire weekend, and want to have it open by 6 a.m. on Monday. So keep that in mind if you're traveling in West Wichita after 7 o'clock tonight. That's sports. That's not sports. That's traffic.
Well,
with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7-Eleven, let's... The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams with us this morning. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Means Friday night football and coming up tonight all around the area. Got a great one. Mays and Derby playing up at Mays. And then Sunday we've got some folks going up to Kansas City to see the Chiefs play. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we got NASCAR too. It's going to be a pretty busy weekend.
Yeah.
But we're going to be just fine weather-wise. Now, we do have a few showers around this morning. South Central, Southeastern Kansas, Wichita Metro pretty dry right now. But once we get into the afternoon, skies clearing out, that's going to set us up for a nice evening for Friday football. And temperatures generally starting off in the 60s for a lot of area games and then just slowly dipping and falling through the 50s. So not necessarily going to be chilly, but definitely worth at least having a jacket on, seeing some jacket-worthy temperatures. For NASCAR over the weekend, I know we've got I'm pretty sure there's a race this evening that starts around 7 o'clock. It looks like temperature should be in the 50s up towards Kansas City. So still not looking like a chilly evening, but still cool enough to at least have some long sleeves on. And for races tomorrow during the afternoon, possibly into the evening. Looks like temperatures should get up to about 60 degrees, lower 60s. So not too bad when you're in the sun. We've still got plenty of sunshine expected over the weekend. But if you're in the shade, you're going to feel that cool weather. And then for the NASCAR and Chiefs Sunday evening, it looks like area temperatures falling through the 50s, possibly 40s a little bit later on in the evening. So still just feeling like some normal fall weather out there, really, right where we should be for this time of year. So really just dress accordingly. I don't think we'll be shivering out there, but it's just going to be some cool October weather out there with clear skies, really.
Rain is moving on to the southeast, setting us up for it looks like a pretty doggone nice weekend right here in Wichita in this area.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure you've been keeping a close eye on radar, so you can tell that things are pretty scattered out there, pretty spotty, and we're just going to see continually, really, that chance of rain just decrease as we go through the rest of the morning. It looks like it should be pretty dry by the lunch hour, and then skies clearing out even more during the afternoon, definitely ending the day with some sunshine. High of 69, so once we dry out, we're going to warm up quite a bit and possibly seeing a few 70s around the Wichita Metro. Southwest wind at 8 to 18, just a little bit breezy out there today. Mostly clear skies tonight, falling down to 44. Southwest wind turning out of the north and west later on tonight. That's going to set us up for a slightly cooler Saturday. Still got plenty of sunshine on the way, though. High of 67. So 69 today, 67 tomorrow with a passing cold front. Not too big of a difference, but just a little bit cooler tomorrow. And then right now, just overcast skies. 53 degrees, south wind at 13 miles per hour. Visibility at 10 miles, so not even seeing any mist or anything like that right now. Wind chill of 49, though, so that south wind helping us stay in the 50s, but still just feeling a little bit cooler than those actual temperatures out there.
So, Ronell, your advice, should I take my 30% chance for rain out of the forecast now for today, or should I leave it in there?
I'd go ahead and leave it in there for okay. At least maybe a couple of more hours, and then once we get to about 10 o'clock this morning, I think it would be safe to just go ahead and take it out.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN
You're welcome.
Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. And yesterday's high, 69 degrees. Another beautiful day outside. Normal high is 69. I got myself out for a
nice day.
A little workout yesterday and really enjoyed that. So that was fun. But, yeah, this it's going to be nice here. And I'm looking at over the weekend, I was talking to one of my granddaughters, Jocelyn, mm-hmm. called yeah. up last night. She's one
what's on her mind?
12-year-old twins. She is wanting to go to a pumpkin patch. She's wanting, you know, the pumpkin patches are going on.
I'm with her. Let's go.
One last year, and we're looking at least one. And I mentioned one that I knew about, somebody – who I know, I think, has one out west. And I said, Google these two words. And pretty soon she calls me back, and she's got the whole rundown.
She's got everything going? Yeah.
She is really wanting to get going, one or two of her cousins to go with us.
Well, yeah, let's get that going.
Like that'd be something to do on a Saturday with the grandkids.
Are you kidding me? That'll be huge tomorrow.
Yeah. And then tonight, I was just looking down the hall here. I went to go get some coffee, and the whole area down there is filled with cheerleaders down the hall from Mays and Derby. And we're going to talk about
big
that
game
in a
tonight.
Minute, but there's a great big game up at Mays tonight between two undefeated teams. Wow. That time of the year, Ted.
It is.
Now, if we just had a great big old harvest moon out there to start tonight at the ballpark, that'd be fun.
Are the cheerleaders behaving themselves, or is there a rumble about to start?
Well, I told them not to get into a fight or anything. Yeah. One of their supervisors down there, she was telling them, shh, shh. I said, it's all right. You can have a little fun here in the hallway. So, you know, they're just, it's fun to see the kids down there. Today is Friday, October 19, 2018, and this was Black Monday, this date in 1987, when the stock market crashed. As the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points, that time it was 22.6% of the value. The biggest daily percentage loss ever. The Dow that day closed at 17,338.
My gosh.
Excuse me.
What was going on, Reagan's second term? What was going on?
I can't remember what that was. I'm not even sure that. I think it was something that had to do. I think that's when they decided they needed brakes on the computers or something, that it was just. It fed itself, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what
it
was.
Yeah, and because of that, you're right. They put safeguards in to try to.
But it was known as Black Money.
Halt some of those runaway sell-offs.
So yeah. The Dow closed at 1,700 that day, and what's it close at today? 27,000?
Yeah, anyway. Times have changed a little
1987,
bit.
1987, that was a few years ago.
30 years ago.
Yep. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for sports with Ted Woodward, and he is going to talk about football today, right, Ted?
Got a lot of sports. Busy sports weekend. Auto racing and hockey and baseball, too. Of course, we'll cap off the weekend by Sunday night with the Chiefs. 2 weeks in a row, Chiefs are on Sunday night football in the primetime slot. This time it's a home game. And it's once again, it's two first-place teams going at each other. The Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, a team the Chiefs have not defeated in 11 years. Chiefs have lost their last four meetings with Cincy. See how that goes. Chiefs, these are two of the top-scoring teams in the league. The Chiefs lead the NFL, averaging 36 points a game. And the Bengals not too far behind, averaging 29 a game. And you pull those numbers out, and maybe that's why the Chiefs are favored by a touchdown in this one. Chiefs have not lost at home this season. Mitch Holthus will have live pregame coverage of the Chiefs-Bengals game beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at about 7:20 p.m. Sunday night. Right here on your home of the Chiefs, listen, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, we will have our live weekly chat with Mitch about 1 hour from now at 7:15 this morning, previewing this Chiefs-Bengals matchup. College football tomorrow, no football for K-State. Wildcats have the week off. KU will be in action. The Jayhawks are on the road visiting Texas Tech tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Jayhawks are an 18-point underdog going into this one. KU has only beaten Texas Tech once ever in 19 tries. That win was 17 years ago. KU has lost 44 straight conference games away from Lawrence, which is a streak that goes back more than 10 years now. KU at Texas Tech. Live coverage begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO football tomorrow. Butler Community College on the road at Fort Scott tomorrow night. Butler is ranked number 13 in the nation. Dennis Higgins has live coverage to the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Hutchinson Community College is on the road tomorrow afternoon at Dodge City. Hutchinson is ranked number 4 in the nation with a record of 7-1. We have hockey tonight in downtown Wichita. It's the Thunder hosting the Allen Americans. 7:05 tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. That'll finish up a 3-game season opening homestand for the Thunder. You can get free ticket vouchers for tonight's game at Quick Trip locations. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers at home beat the Chicago Bulls 127-108. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet made his first NBA basket last night. Well, he made his first four.
Wow.
And they were all three-pointers.
Good for him.
Yeah. He was probably a little nervous a couple nights ago on his first game, but in his second game last night, 4 of 7 from three-point range. Landry finished with 12 points, 4 rebounds. And he led the bench in minutes played for the 76ers with 29 minutes off the bench in his second NBA game. That win last night. Hey, NASCAR racing at the Kansas Speedway this weekend. As today, we have practice and qualifying. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, you've got the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Kansas Lottery 300. Then the big race on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, the NASCAR Cup Series Hollywood Casino 400. It's the final race in the round of 12 in the NASCAR playoffs with only 5 races to go in the NASCAR season. Kansas Speedway hosting NASCAR action all weekend long. And tonight is the final night of the regular season for high school football in the state of Kansas, week 8 of play. Many teams are fighting for postseason spots as we go throughout the day in district play. We've also got a couple of heavyweight matchups. Derby at Mays is a big one we're looking at tonight. Both undefeated at 7-0, meeting in week 8 here. That'll be massive tonight out in Mays. You've got 6-1 Hillsboro as well, hosting undefeated Olpe. Another big matchup here in week 8. So check that out, high school football. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Ted, all the Derby and Mays cheerleaders are down the hall right outside of one of our radio stations.
Yeah.
He's going to have them on. Power's going to have them on this morning. They're all down there. It's got to be 30 or 40, mostly young women down there. And I'm going to get some coffee, and you can't imagine.
I can imagine teenage girls, the smell of lip gloss. And,
just chirping like birds.
Yeah.
All of them have their cell phones.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, they're all checking out knssradio.com.
They all wanted to meet Steve and Ted. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lot of excitement at Mays tonight. 7:22. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Amazon's problem video. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.